Well, with Easter and Anzac Day behind them, the politicians are back on the hustings. Both the major parties have released election promises today, one on domestic violence, the other on boosting apprenticeships. And they'll be campaigning with an eye on the fact the first votes could be cast on Monday when early polling opens. Political reporter Alexandra Beach has more.
Scott Morrison began his day with breakfast at a construction site in Townsville.
So you boys are going to come have some right?
Setting the stage for a battle for the votes of tradies. Today, the coalition's announcing it would boost a regional apprenticeship scheme if re-elected.
We've got a plan for 80,000 apprentices around the country through the various initiatives we outlined in the budget. And talking to some of the young apprentices here today, they're an apprentice today, they're a small business owner in the future.
It plans to put $60 million towards doubling the size of the apprentice wage subsidy trial it announced late last year, a move it says will provide 1,600 jobs.
What this scheme does is to start off with a 75% wage subsidy, goes down to 50% and then 25%, which puts a very strong incentive on employers to be able to take on these apprentices in these critical trades.
Moving further south, Bill Shorten spent the morning speaking at a women's centre in Melbourne. He's also announcing plans to boost funding for domestic violence services and prevention. The coalition has already put $328 million towards a national plan to address family violence, but Mr. Shorten's team would double that to more than $660 million. Around one woman a week is killed by a current or former partner in Australia, and Mr. Shorten says the extra money would go towards things like legal services, building more emergency accommodation, and respectful relationships training in schools.
The hard truth is that whilst our willingness to talk about family violence has changed, the number of deaths has not. And to be really blunt and direct, in a crisis, words do not put a roof over your head.
Try as they may to focus on policy, both parties continue to face questions about negotiations with Queensland businessman and Senate hopeful Clive Palmer. The Liberals have reached an agreement with Mr. Palmer's United Australia Party. They'll put his supporters next after any coalition candidates on their how-to-vote cards. And in return, Mr. Palmer's team will place the Liberals second. Scott Morrison says it's not a big deal and doesn't affect policy.
Those of you who have been around campaigns for a long time know that the Liberal and National Party's preferences in the House of Representatives rarely, if ever, get distributed. It's the one that counts.
It comes as Labor is hosing down reports that ALP representatives and union officials also courted Clive Palmer for preferences, something Labor frontbencher Tony Burke flat out rejects.
I spoke to some people this morning to confirm whether or not it was accurate. It's wrong.
2 weeks of the campaign are down and both parties have one eye on the clock. The past week has been full of interruptions, with a political truce called over both Easter and Anzac Day. Early voting starts Monday and more voters are opting to vote early and then tune out. Today, Scott Morrison's accusing Bill Shorten of dragging his heels when it comes to organising the traditional leaders' debates.
For some reason, he doesn't want to have them in the last 2 weeks of the campaign. I'm happy to have them with Nine. We're having one with Seven on Monday. We're having one with Sky at the end of this week. I'd be happy to have one with the ABC. I've personally been in touch with Lee Sales. I said I'd be quite happy for Lee Sales, Bill Shorten and I in the same room. Fine by me. The issue is, you know, why doesn't he want to do it?
The first two debates are coming up next week.
That's Alexandra Beach reporting.